Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date. It can be very challenging to speak up when your feelings are hurt or when you need to express feelings and needs in times of conflict. Today, I'm going to be sharing my 8-step method for how to have a difficult conversation. Step number one, identify what's going on for you. How do you feel? What need of yours wasn't met? Really get clear about what the situation is without any judgment. And then identify what's going on for you, how you feel, and what need of yours is not met. Number two, give yourself empathy. You're upset. It's okay to be upset, to be angry. So give yourself permission to have whatever feeling you are having. A lot of times people feel guilty when they feel bad or when they're upset. Number three, take time to process. If you're very reactive, you will not operate from your most rational self when you talk to the other person. So figure out how to calm down. There are many, many different methods for centering yourself, for getting calm, whether you breathe, whether you take a walk, whether you do some kind of mindfulness exercise. It's important to center yourself so that you can be as calm as possible when you have this conversation. Number four, check in. Check in with the other person and make sure it's a good time to talk. We often try to have these conversations when it is not a good time to talk. So if it's not good for them, ask when would be a better time. A lot of times we say, oh, it's not a good time for you, and then we just don't find a better time, and then we carry the anger or the feelings that we have with us for a long time and get resentful, and that is not a good thing. Number five, use I statements. So you're going to start with your intention. I want to have this conversation because I want to get closer to you, or I want to resolve this conflict, whatever your intention is. And then you're going to use I statements. When this happened, I felt this. You don't judge. You don't label. You don't say you always do this or you never do this, because these are all statements that will actually distance the other person. Speak about how you felt when it happened. This is all about your own experience and how the other person's actions or words affected you. Number six, listen with curiosity. So once you've made your statement and you have told the other person how you feel, what your needs are, and then you listen to them. Let them tell you their side of the story. Make believe that the person that you're talking to is an alien. You're trying to learn everything you can about them because they come from another planet. Because we often come in and we have our minds made up about who people are and how they're going to react and how they're going to respond. So if that person was an alien from another planet, you would be totally curious and open, right? So I want you to listen with that type of curiosity. Number seven, brainstorm together for a solution that works for both of you. Once both of you feel heard, you've both shared your part of what was going on, then you brainstorm, how are we going to do better next time? What do I need to have closure? Number eight, end with appreciation. Appreciation is so important. Appreciate that the person had the conversation with you. Appreciate that they formed a solution with you. Whatever it is that you want to appreciate, this is such an important step that many people leave out. Why do we struggle so much with having these difficult conversations? The reason is because most of us grew up in families where conflict was either avoided and people ignored each other or shut down when they were angry, which is stonewalling, or there was a lot of yelling and screaming, which is defensiveness, criticism, or even contempt. Arguments don't have to be scary or avoided. That's the problem. If you grew up with this type of really horrible conflict resolution or lack of resolution, it becomes really scary to have conflict, to have an argument, to fight fair. When you can have these difficult conversations, it actually brings us closer to our partners and anybody we're in conversation with, so we can share even greater intimacy. How do you deal with difficult situations? Do you speak up or do you shut down?
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.